Godwin's Law, from Wikipedia, the Free Encyclopedia, on July 1st, 2005. www.wikipedia.org. Godwin's Law, also known as Godwin's Rule of Nazi Analogies, is an adage in internet culture that was originated by Mike Godwin in 1990. The law states that, quote, "As an article discussion grows longer, the probability of comparison involving Nazis or Hitler approaches one," end quote. There is a tradition in many Usenet newsgroups that once such a comparison is made, the thread is over, and whoever mentioned the Nazis has automatically lost whatever argument was in progress. In addition, it is considered poor form to invoke the law explicitly. Godwin's law thus practically guarantees the existence of an upper bound on threads in those groups. Many people understand Godwin's law to mean this, although, as it is clear from the statement of the law above, this is not the original formulation. Nevertheless, there is also a widely recognized codicil that any intentional invocation of Godwin's law for thread-ending effects will be unsuccessful. See Quirk's exception. Origin. Godwin's law is named after Mike Godwin, who was legal counsel for the Electronic Frontier Foundation in the early 1990s when the law was first popularized. Mike is now the legal director at Public Knowledge. Finding the meme of Nazi comparison on Usenet both illogical and offensive, Godwin established the law as a counter-meme, a term Godwin expressly used in his 1994 article about Godwin's law. The law's mimetic function is not to end discussions, or even to classify them as old, but to make participants in a discussion more aware of whether a comparison to Nazis or Hitler is appropriate, or is simply a rhetorical overreach. Many people have extended Godwin's law to imply that invoking the Nazis as a debating tactic in any argument not directly related to World War II or the Holocaust automatically loses the argument simply because the nature of these events is such that any comparison to any event less serious than genocide, ethnic cleansing, or extinction is invalid and in poor taste. Richard Sexton maintains that the law is a formalization of his October 16, 1989 post. Quote, "You can tell when a Usenet discussion is getting old when one of the participants drags out Hitler and the Nazis," end quote. Strictly speaking, however, this is not so, since the actual text of Godwin's law does not state that such a reference or comparison makes a discussion old, or, for that matter, that such a reference or comparison means the discussion is over. Objections and counterarguments. One common objection to the invocation of Godwin's law is that sometimes using Hitler or the Nazis is a perfectly apt way of making a point. For instance, if one is debating the relative merits of a particular leader and someone says something like, "He's a good leader. Look at the way he's improved the economy." One could reply, "Just because he's improved the economy doesn't make him a good leader. Even Hitler improved the economy." Some would view this as a perfectly acceptable comparison. One uses Hitler as a well-known example of an extreme case that requires no explanation to prove that a generalization is not universally true. Some would argue, however, that Godwin's law applies especially to the situation mentioned above, as it portrays an inevitable appeal to emotions, as well as holding an implied ad hominem attack on the subject being compared to, which are classic logical fallacies. Hitler, on a semantic level, has far too many negative connotations associated with him to be used as a good comparison to anything except other despotic dictators. Thus, Godwin's law holds even when making comparisons to normal leaders that, on the surface, would seem to be a reasonable comparison. Godwin's standard answer to this objection is to note that Godwin's law does not dispute whether, in a particular instance, a reference or comparison to Hitler or the Nazis might be apt. It is precisely because such a reference or comparison may sometimes be appropriate, Godwin has argued, that hyperbolic overuse of the Hitler-Nazi comparison should be avoided. Avoiding such hyperbole, he argues, is a way of ensuring that when valid comparisons to Hitler or Nazis are made, such comparisons have the appropriate semantic impact. Notes. When discussing with actual neo-Nazis, Godwin's law should not typically apply, as Hitler is bound to come up on one or the other side of an argument sooner rather than later. It is also interesting to note that, among Nazis, a reverse Godwin's law exists, where, as an argument devolves into a flame war, there is an increasingly greater probability that one side or the other will invoke a comparison to Jews as an insult, much the same as a comparison to Hitler or the Nazis is regularly an insulting one. Fundamentally, Godwin's law serves to exclude normative considerations from a positivist discussion. Frequently, a reference to Hitler is used as an invocation of evil. Thus, a discussion which is proceeding on a positivist examination of facts is considered terminated when this objective consideration is transformed into a normative discussion of subjective right and wrong. It is exacerbated by the frequent fallacy, "Hitler did A, therefore A is evil." However, as noted, the exceptions to Godwin's law are when Hitler is invoked in a positivist matter, i.e., objective facts, that does not have a normative dimension and is therefore permitted. For other laws and corollaries, related articles, and external links, see the online version of this article at wikipedia.org/wiki/Godwin's Law. This article was narrated by Colin Gregory Palmer. The text and audio file are licensed under the GNU Free Documentation License and can be found at www.gnu.org/copyleft/fdl.html.